So, welcome everyone. Good to see you this morning. I'm going to talk this morning about safety and security as a need. So I've been thinking about the need for safety and security recently. And I tend to, being the typical male, I tend to minimize that need in my mind, but I've realized that that's mainly because I've had the privilege of security in many areas of my life. And were that sense of security removed for some reason, I think security would become a major focus for me. So, security, the state of being free from danger or threat. And of course, there are many ways that we can feel threatened and stressed. Another fuller definition, the state of being or feeling secure, freedom from fear, anxiety, danger, doubt, and so on. A state or sense of safety or certainty. So we know from learning the Dharma that uncertainty, impermanence, and dukkha are part of our lives. So it's really not possible to have complete certainty or safety. For example, my family and I live in a home that's in the chaparral-covered hills in Southern California, an area that's always really been prone to a wildfires. And we have home insurance to help us rebuild in case of fire. And that provides some sense of security, but at a pretty high cost for us. So I'm going to show you a graphic here, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. So this is a graphic of Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And I'm not going to spend much time on it, but notice that in order to move up the pyramid of needs, needs at the lower end need to be somewhat satisfied. And of course, most of us satisfy our need for shelter and food and water and so on. But safety and security, feeling safe, job security, social security, and so on, come next. And so before we can really focus on relationships, focus on connecting with people in our community, focus on developing our own individual abilities and so on, we do need, according to Maslow, some sense of security. Now, let me see, I've lost my... There we go. So, according to Maslow, there are these five categories of needs. And in this theory, higher needs in the hierarchy begin to emerge when people feel they have sufficiently satisfied their previous need. I think the key word here is sufficiently. It's not possible to place your attention, as I said, on relationships and so on, or developing yourself as an individual if safety and security is always at the forefront of your mind. In other words, you aren't able to flourish as a person, a family, or community if you're feeling unsafe and insecure all the time. How much security is necessary? Well, I'm sure that varies by individual. not so much, I presume, that you need to be preoccupied with it all of the time, and not so little that you are not comfortable with taking care of some of these other needs. And I suppose that's some sort of middle way that needs to be found by each of us. In thinking about this, I tried to think of the various areas of safety and security we might face. So I'm going to show another list. Whoops. Let's see if I can find that. There it is. So these are some of the areas in our lives, or in my life anyway, where I might feel insecure. You know, of course, there's always personal safety, safety from a crime and other harm. Job security, I don't have that anymore since I'm retired, but certainly that's a big deal. Cybersecurity, many of us experience identity theft, or worry about having our bank finance passwords hacked into. Right now, there's a lot of concern about climate and disaster. One thing I realized when developing this list is a lot of this has to do with privilege. For example, here, institutional security, that refers to like having access to good educational, good schools, you know, or good legal help if you need it. And that's not always available. So having that, at least in my own case, I feel that that's a privilege that I have that others don't have. Financial security, of course, is a big one. Emotional relationship. There can be insecurity in those relationships. So there are many areas that can affect us if we don't feel safe and secure. As I said, I'm realizing that my needs should be taken seriously. And Linda has identified having needs as a possible fourth mark of existence, along with impermanence, non-self, and dukkha. And on reflection, I know that if I felt extremely insecure in one of these areas that I mentioned, I would probably spend a lot of time thinking about it. For example, if I suffered some sort of financial loss and I felt financially insecure, I would be much more preoccupied with my finances than I am now. And as I said earlier, many of us have personally or know someone who has experienced identity theft, a version of cyber insecurity. And that feeling of violation, of not knowing what's going on, can be overwhelming. So I'll just leave it with how do we find that middle way in terms of our real need for safety and security? And thank you for listening. I'm going to stop there.